All right, so before we continue from where we left off last week, I wanted to say a pshat I saw. Last week we discussed whether you need hachana, you know, before Shabbos and Yontif. That Rava had quoted a pasuk that you need hachana before Shabbos and Yontif. Now Tosfos raises an interesting point. Why do we have Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos? So we have Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos to commemorate the fact that on Erev Shabbos there used to be a double portion of mon that would fall. So the question is do you need Lecha Mishnah on Yontif? So this is actually my machlokas. It really depends. If you say that, you know, Lecha Mishnah, a double portion, fell on Erev Yontif, so then you would need to have Lecha Mishnah on Yontif to commemorate the fact that a double portion fell on Erev Yontif. And if you say that a double portion did not fall on Erev Yontif, but rather Mon itself fell on Yontif, so then you wouldn't need, obviously, a double portion on Yontif to commemorate the fact that a double portion fell on Erev Yontif, because then there wouldn't have been a double portion. So it seems from the way we learned the Gemara that you see, from the fact that we said that you need Hachana for Yontif, it seems to be that nothing would have fallen on Yontif, it would have fallen on Erev Yontif. So the Noda Behuda asks an interesting question. Assuming that the Mon fell on Erev Yontif and that you need Lecha Mishnah therefore on Yontif, what about if Yontif would fall out right before Shabbos? What would happen in such a situation? So on Erev Yontif, before Shabbos, would enough fall for 3 days? And if so, how come on those kind of situations we don't have, not Lecha Mishnah, we don't have three breads, right? Three challahs. So the Noda Behuda says, no, even in that kind of situation, really, on Erev Yontif before Shabbos, it wouldn't fall for 3 days, it would fall for 2 days, but there would be enough that would last for 3 days, and that's why we would never have a situation where we'd have three challahs. Okay. So we ended off like this. We gave another answer. So we said, Amar Rabba, the Olam B'Tarnagol, So Amar Eslechila. Really, what is the case of the Mishnah? The case of the Mishnah is a rooster, a hen, that is Omer Eslechila. Also, why, if it's Omer Eslechila, so it means it's mutter. So that means that anything comes out of it is also going to be mutter. So why is the egg that comes out Aser? V'yantav Shechali Osachar Shabbos Eskinin. We're dealing in a situation, right, where we said this last time, where Yantav fell out after Shabbos, V'mishum Hachana. The issue is a cause of Hachana. Rabba holds kobesa the midyalda in the mat mogamarla. Whenever a egg is hatched or born today, so it was finished from yesterday. Rabba the tamid dema rabba ma'atich tevayi be yom hashishi v'yichinu es asher yaviu. Right, Rabba holds that there is a concept of hachana. He says, what's the point of the pasuk that says it's on the sixth day they were hachinu es asher yaviu? Because chol is meichin the Shabbos, v'chol meichin the yontif. You know, you can have hachana on chol for Shabbos or hachana on chol for Yontif. Ve'in Yontif meichin the Shabbos, ve'in Shabbos meichin the Yontif. Right, and we said there, and that Shabbos, however, is not meichin for Yontif, and Yontif is not meichin for Shabbos. You can't have hachana on Yontif for Shabbos or Shabbos for Yontif. And therefore, based on the assumption that the egg that's born on Yontif was made yesterday, was finished yesterday, so therefore, when is it finished? It's finished on, if you have a situation where Yontif's after Shabbos, it was finished on Shabbos. And since you can't do hachana on Shabbos for Yontif, that is why when the egg is born, even though it was born from a hen, which in itself is mutter because of the fact that it's set aside for food, the egg is not going to be mutter because there's no hachana. So what did we say? So we said, Amalei Abai, so Abai said to Rabbo, right, Ella me'ata yantif ba'al matishri, if an egg's born on yantif. So a normal yantif, it should be mutter. Why? Because it was ready before yantif, and therefore there could have been a proper hachana. So we say, no, gezeirah mishum yantif achar Shabbos. There's a gezeirah of yantif achar HaShabbos. Right? We make an egg also on all yantifs because of a situation where it's going to be born on yantif after HaShabbos, where it couldn't have had a proper hachana. Shabbos da'al matishri, what about an egg that's born on Shabbos itself? It should be mutter. Why? Because it was finished on Erev Shabbos, on Chol. And you can have proper hachana. And what would you be able to do if it's born on Shabbos? What would you be able to do? So you could eat it raw. So gzeirah mishum Shabbos achar yantif. No, because you make a gzeirah for Shabbos achar hayantif, right? So we see the Gemara asks, so migazirina, do we make such kinds of gzeiros? What do you mean? V'hatanya, hashocher esatarnagolos u'matzaba beitzim gemuros. If you kill a hen and you find within it finished eggs, right, inside of it, mutaris lachlam b'yantif. Right, you're allowed to eat those eggs on yantif. V'imi, so ligzor mishim hanach d'miyaldim b'yomeim. Right, so we should make a gzeira, since any egg that's born on yantif is usur, so we should make a gzeira that when you kill a hen, right, so those eggs should also be usher inside, even though they didn't come out yet. They should be all usher because of the fact that any egg that's born on Yontif is usher. So therefore, any egg that is found inside of a hen, it should be usher. So we say, No, that's not true, because really you would think you might have to make a gezeira in such a case. We say, no, Amalei beitzim gemuris b'mei iman milsa d'lo shchichihi, milsa d'lo shchichihi lo gazmer rabbanu. Really, the olam, we should make a gezeira maybe in that case, but the reason we don't is because it's a very uncommon case to kill a hen and to find eggs inside, and so since it's an uncommon case, we don't make a gezeira. Right. So let's continue. So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says like this: Rav Yosef Amar. Rav Yosef says another reason why the egg that's born on Yantif is aser. What's the reason? Gezeira mishum peris hanoshrin. So we know that there's an iser on Yantif. If something falls down from a tree on Yantif, you're not allowed to eat it because it is muksa. So too, we make a gezeira on eggs that an egg that comes out of a hen is going to be aser because of the fact that it's similar to something that separates from its source. It's similar to a fruit coming off the tree, and so just like a fruit coming off the tree is going to be aser on yantif, so too an egg that comes out of a hen is going to be aser on yantif, even though the hen itself is omeres le'achila. So Amalei Abaye, Abaye said to Rav Yosef, peres hanoshrin time amai. What's the reason that peres hanoshrin is a problem? Gezeira shema yala v'yitlosh. We're worried that you're going to go on yantif and you're going to climb up and you're going to pick off a fruit. He gufa gezeira v'ana nika v'nigzer gezeira le'gezeira. What do you mean? The whole iser of peres hanoshrin is gezeira to the fact that you might come and pick off the fruit. So we're going to make a gezeira on the egg unto peres hanoshrin, which is the fact that you might come to pick off a fruit. So we say no. Really, at the end of the day, that's not true. When they made the gezeira on peres hanoshrin, they didn't only say gezeira on peres hanoshrin, and now we're trying to make a new gezeira on the egg. When they made the gezeira on peres hanoshrin, they included the fact that anything that's similar to peres hanoshrin, namely an egg, would also be aser. Why? Because the gezeira, that lets you come and pick something off from its source. Like pick a fruit off from its source. Now Rav Yitzchak gives the fourth answer as to what the Gemara is referring to, why the egg is aser. I'm sorry, what the Mishnah is referring to, why the egg is aser. Rav Yitzchak Amar Gzeira Mishum Mashkim Shizavos. We say the reason the egg is aser is because of the fact that it is similar to liquids that would come out of a fruit, and we know that liquids that come out of a fruit, as we're going to see later on, are aser on Yantif. Gzeira, you might come to squeeze the fruit itself, right? So we say that since the egg is something that's also detached from its source, we say that that's also going to be usher when it's born on Yotif. Amrle Abayim. So Abayim asked Rav Yitzchak the same question that he asked to Rav Yosef. Mashkim Shezavo, Tamemai. What's the reason that we say Mashkim Shezavo, that liquids that come out of a fruit are usher? My Gezeir Shema Yitzchak. Right? So the reason is because we're worried we're going to come to squeeze the fruit itself. He Gufa Gezeir Va'ana Nika Menigzer Gezeir Glezeir. It itself is a Gezeir. It itself is a gezeira, right? The reason why the liquids are also is because you might come to squeeze the fruit. So we're going to make another gezeira. We're going to make a gezeira on the eggs, right? On the eggs of the liquids that came out of the fruit. And then on the liquids of the fruit, lest you come to squeeze the fruit itself. We don't make gezeiras on other gezeiras. So we say, no, kulacha the gezeira. Really, all of it is one gezeira. The gezeira is that when they made the gezeira on liquids that came out of fruits, they included the fact that this egg, which also similar to the fact that, you know, it's similar to the liquids coming out in the sense that it's separating from the source, they included that in the gezeira. Fine. So it's only one big gezeira. Fine. So cool. So now the Gemara says like this. We gave a few answers why the egg is aser. So each Amora gave a different answer why the egg in the Mishnah that's born on Yantif is aser. So kulu kurav nachman lo amra kikushian. So no one said the pshat of Rav Nachman. What did Rav Nachman say? Rav Nachman said that the case is where the hen is omeres, it stands to give eggs, and it's muksa. So the egg that comes out of it, because it is going to also be an issue of nolad and be muksa, right? So why does anyone else say like Rav Nachman? Because of the question we asked on Rav Nachman. What was the question we asked on Rav Nachman? We said, if it's a case of muksa, why are they arguing only about the egg? They should also be arguing about the hen, whether or not you're allowed to eat the hen on Yantif, which Beis Shammai should say it's mutter, and Beis Hillel should say it's aser. No one says like Rabba, why? Because they don't hold the Hachana. Because Rabba said the reason why it's aser is a gezeira of a situation where Yantif is going to follow Shabbos, and when Yantif is followed after Shabbos, so since it's going to be the eggs going to be finished on Shabbos, and it's not going to be a proper Hachana, so you're not going to be able to have it on Yantif. So we therefore say that on all Yantif it's aser. Elo Rav Yosef, my time alone, Rav Yitzchak. So why, the question is, why Rav Yosef, who said the Gezerah is because of Paris and Osher, why didn't he say like Rav Yitzchak? So he says like this. Amalach, Beitza Uchla, Uperas Uchla, La Fuke Mashkin, Delav Uchla. He says, what's the common denominator between an egg and fruit? Egg and fruit are both solids. So when they made the gezerah on peiros and osherin, they thought of other solids. When they made the gezerah of liquids, mashrim shezavu, from fruit, they weren't thinking of the egg, because the egg is a solid. So it's more logical to say that the gezerah of egg is because of the is something, it comes from another gezerah of peiros and osherin, which is also right, because shema ya'alavi yedlosh, lest you come and take, lest you're going to come and take off something from the tree. So that's the gezerah. The gezerah is it's part of peiros and osherin, because fruits are solids and the egg is solid. But it's not part of the gezerah of mashrim shezavu, because those are talking about liquids and the egg is a solid. And why doesn't Rav Yitzchak hold like Rav Yosef? He feels that the egg is more similar to mashrim shezavu. Why? Because mashrim shezavu, these liquids that came out, what are they? They're inside the fruit initially. And the egg is inside of something else, inside of the hen, right? The fruit that are hanging on the tree, peiros hanoshrin, they're not inside the tree, they're attached to the tree. So he says the egg is more theoretically similar to mashrim shezavu, because they're both something that comes from inside and comes out, right? The fruit comes, the liquid comes out of the fruit, and the egg comes out of the hen. So that's the gzera. The gzera is a mashrim shezavu, that if you allow the egg on yontif, you might come to allow liquids that are similar in the fact that they come from inside and go out of the fruit, you might come to say that they're mutter also. So we don't want that, so we say, why? Because if you say that that's mutter, you might come to squeeze the fruit. So we say that the egg that comes out is aser. But it's not similar to peros, because peros are basically something that's attached and that are not covered by anything, while the egg is inside the mother, just like mashrim shezavu are. And Rav Yochanan also holds, like Rav Yitzchak, that the reason why the egg is asur on Yantif is the gezerah of mashrim shezavu, because we're worried that you're going to come to allow liquids that come out of a fruit, which is going to lead you to squeeze the fruit on Yantif. Because we're going to see how Rav Yochanan holds that it's an issue, that he holds that the egg is asur because of mashrim shezavu, from the fact that he brought this contradiction between two opinions of Rav Yehuda. And he gave an answer, Umishani, right? He gave an answer. Tanan. So what, let's read the first opinion of Rav Yehuda. Ein softin es haperis lehotzimem en mashkim. You're not allowed on Yontif to squeeze peiros, right? You're not allowed to squeeze peiros, or on Shabbos, obviously, lehotzimem en mashkim, in order for liquids to come out. Vim yatsu miatzman, why is that an issue? Because it's a tolda of dash, right? So you say it's a tolda of dash, because you're separating something from its source. So you're not allowed to do that. So we say, v'im yatzu me'asur masrum, and if they come out on their own, they're asur. Right? As we said before, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im le'ochlan, if these fruits stand not to be used to squeeze out, they're not like oranges or something that they're used primarily for their liquid, but rather they're supposed to be eaten as a solid. Why? Because you're not going to come to, just because you have the liquid that comes out of them, you're not going to come out to have the fruit itself. You're not going to come to squeeze more liquid out of the fruit, because you don't want the fruit for that purpose. You want the fruit as a solid. But if the fruits stand to produce more liquids, hayosi mehem aser. So therefore, liquids that come out of their on their own are aser. Why? Because we're worried that if you drink those liquids, you're going to come to squeeze the fruit and have more liquid come out. So what do we see? So ama ko ochlin the Rabbi Yehuda ochla da'afrasu. So what do we see? So listen. So let's listen carefully. So we say over here. So let's read Rashi. Mitika amar im leochlin hayoti mehem mutter. Kol leochlin amar bedavar hayoti mehem ochla da'afrasu. Ve'ena b'chal gezeres mashrim shezavru. Right. So obviously he holds that food that separates from its source, right, is not going to be under the iser of peros of gezera of mashrim shezavru, because he says if the fruit stand to be eaten as food. Right, so the liquid that comes out of it, we don't view it as a liquid and say, "Oh, it's aser because of mashrim shezavu." No, we say that it's mutter because it's not going to lead you to squeeze out more from the fruit, because the fruit is standing to be eaten as food, as a solid. So you see that what he equates liquids that come out of food that stands to be eaten as food, he says those liquids are mutter. So obviously he holds that peros are ochla da, the liquid. I'm sorry, is ochla da'afra, and it's not right. And it's not considered a liquid. It's not considered mashrim shezavu, even though it is a liquid. We view it as a solid, right? Uraminu. But now we ask the question on that. Ve'odamar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says what? Masna odam akakalo shaperis beyontiv rishon ve'ochlan b'sheni v'chem beitz shenod berishon tocho b'sheni in berishon lo. So what does he say? So he says like this. So he says we know that you're supposed to take off truman meiser before you eat something. So let's say you didn't take off truma and meiser, and you have a basket, and it's on yontif. We're assuming now it's on Rosh Hashanah, and the assumption is that it's not kedusha achas, right? That the Rosh Hashanah has 2 days, is not one long holy day; it's 2 separate days. That's the assumption at this point in the Gemara. So you want to eat those fruit, but you haven't taken off Truma and Maaser. So what do you do? So on the first day, you say like this. If today is the real day of Yontif, right? So what? So what I'm doing is nothing. But if today is Chol, so then you separate and you say that this should be Truma and Maaser. And then the next day you say the following. You say, if today is Yontif, so then Memelo yesterday wasn't Yontif, and therefore the Truma and Maaser took off, is okay. And if today is not Yontif, so then it's Chol, so then I can take off Truma and Maaser. And then you took off yesterday, so the stuff that you took off, either way, is going to be coming Truma and Maaser. And then on the second day, you're allowed to eat those fruit. And similarly, he said, what? That an egg that's born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to eat on the second day. Right? So B'sheni in Barishan Lo. So the diuk is what? On the second day, you're allowed to eat it, but not on the first day. Right? So what do you see? So you see that fruit that comes out, like a beitza that comes out, a beitza shenolda is aser. Right? But we said right before what? That a liquid that comes out of fruit is mutter. Why? If the fruit stands to be eaten and not to be used to squeeze. Why? Because we say that's ochel da'afra, and just like the fruit is mutter, so too the liquid is going to be mutter, because we're not worried you're going to come to squeeze the fruit. So what do you see? So you see over there that that's something that separates from its source is mutter, but here we see what? That something that separates from the source, i.e. the egg that separates from the hen, is aser. It's only mutter on the second day, but on the first day it's aser. So why is it mutter on the second day? Because mimanushach, one of the days is considered chol. So if it was born on the first day, it was born on chol. And if it was born on the second day, it's born on the first day. But if the first day was chol, so then it was born on chol. And if the first day was yantip, but the second day is now chol, so then it'd be mutter. So what do we say? Umishani Rav Yochanan muchlefa sashita. He says flip around the views, right? That Rav Yehuda, in the first case, it's not going to say that the liquid that comes out, we make a distinction if it came out of a fruit that was omeres la'achila versus a fruit that's omeres la for mashkin. Rather, we say no matter what, if liquid comes out, we say that it's aser, right? So just, which fits with his view by the egg, which is that when it comes out on the first day, it's aser no matter what. Right? From the fact he brought a kasha from one to the other, from the fact that he brought a challenge from a case of mashrim shazavu onto a case of the egg, so you see what? That when he said the egg is aser, it's because of the situation of mashrim shazavu. It's because of the gezer of mashrim shazavu. Alright, so shkoyach, we will stop from here today, and we will pick up next week.